It's September 21st, 2023, and these are your headlines. Fake news has been flying around not only social media, but it seeped into some other reporting as well. I'm talking about some headlines I've seen today that have boldly pronounced Texas governor declares invasion at southern border. The source of this reporting? Well, it's not made up out of thin air. It's derived from a post on X by Governor Greg Abbott last night. In that post, he said, quote, "I officially declared an invasion at our border because of Biden's policies. We've deployed the Texas National Guard, DPS and local law enforcement. We are building a border wall, razor wire, and marine barriers. We are also repelling migrants." If you looked at the comments on that post, especially early on after he posted it, the reaction was celebrations. Finally, what took so long? Well done, Governor. The only problem? Well, Governor Abbott didn't declare an invasion at the southern border yesterday. Not at all. In fact, what the governor was referring to and embedded inside the post was a declaration made by him in November of last year, 10 months ago. What has been done since? Let's break it down. He says, "We deployed the Texas National Guard, DPS, and local law enforcement." That's true, in a sense. Operation Lone Star, which has been in place for years now, involves the National Guard, DPS, and some local police. But what have they done? Instead of repelling and sending illegal aliens back, they've largely assisted Border Patrol in processing them and, in many cases, moving them deeper into the country. That's not a fresh assessment from me. Groups like Texans for Strong Borders have been shining a light on this for quite some time. And that was the case before and after his supposed invasion declaration last year. He also says, "We are building a border wall, razor wire, and marine barriers." And we've certainly seen some of this, the most notable being that our buoy border barrier, say that three times fast, our sources have indicated these have been helpful where they have been deployed, but keep this in mind, that string of buoys that you've seen so many pictures of, well, that's only 1,000 feet long. Our border is over 1,200 miles. That's just the Texas-Mexico border, a tiny fraction. And even that is being challenged in a federal court by the Biden administration. "We're also repelling migrants," he says. All you need to do is look at the footage to know that's hardly true. Just this week, thousands have gathered in Eagle Pass, and thousands more are making the trip from Central America to Mexico to our southern border right here in Texas. Millions of illegal aliens have flooded across the border in the past few years alone. So, what about this invasion declaration by the governor? It's the difference between declaring something and doing something. If you're a fan of The Office, and I am, there's a famous scene where Michael Scott, when facing money problems, declares bankruptcy by standing up in the middle of the room and shouting, "I declare bankruptcy," loudly. The joke, of course, being that simply declaring it does nothing. There's actual actions you must take. In this case, Governor Abbott can declare anything he'd like, but until he fully exercises the state's constitutional power to stop the invasion at our southern border, the words ring hollow. Meanwhile, today, you have two state representatives, Brian Harrison and Matt Schaefer, calling on the governor to add border security to a special session. Someone else who has been critical of the governor's inaction at the southern border is Tucker Carlson. Following the recent acquittal of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on impeachment charges, Paxton joined Tucker Carlson last night for an interview to discuss the state of Texas politics. Carlson drew attention to the ongoing crisis at Texas's southern border and asked Paxton how he felt U.S. Senator John Cornyn has handled it. Let me tell you, Paxton didn't mince words. He told him, quote, "He's been in Washington too long, and I can't think of a single thing he's accomplished for our state or even for the country, let alone the fact that we have a massive invasion into our state, and he doesn't speak out against it. He doesn't do anything. I've never seen a proposed legislation that significantly affects it or at least push hard for it. I haven't seen him in that fight." Which, of course, is raising the question, would Paxton consider challenging Cornyn for the U.S. Senate? And he told Tucker everything's on the table. He said, quote, "Somebody needs to step up and run against this guy that will do the job and do it the right way and represent us and worry about what's going on at the border." Of course, Cornyn came under fire from Texas Republicans last year when he joined Democrat lawmakers in crafting legislation to expand gun control regulations. Polling of delegates to the Republican Party of Texas's convention last summer found that 67% of delegates had an unfavorable opinion of Cornyn, while only 16% supported him. By the way, you can also check out our own Michael Quinn Sullivan's interview with Attorney General Paxton up at YouTube and TexasScorecard.com. Lastly, as Texas Governor Greg Abbott warns lawmakers that he will call a special legislative session to address school choice next month, citizens are preparing for the fight ahead. We have a recap by our own Katie Marshall on our website about where school choice efforts were left at the end of the regular session in May. Here's the gist. Although passing meaningful school choice legislation was one of Governor Abbott's and the Texas GOP's legislative priorities, the Texas House failed to approve measures sent over from the Senate. State Senator Brandon Creighton's Senate Bill 8, for example, would have funded education savings accounts at $8,000 per student a year and provided a reimbursement of $10,000 to rural school districts with fewer than 20,000 students for each student who withdraws from public school. It would have also expanded parental rights by standardizing the district grievance process, requiring consent to administer any psychological tests, providing transparency of instructional materials, and prohibiting teaching on sexual orientation or gender identity. Now, stop me if you've heard this one. That bill was killed in the Texas House, in this case, without a single vote. Abbott has announced that he will call a special session on education sometime in October and has warned lawmakers that he is dedicated to passing school choice legislation. He said there's an easy way to get it done and a hard way to get it done. The easy way will be for legislators to come into the regular session, this next special session, and vote in favor of school choice. So if they make it the hard way, we're happy to take the hard way also. Either way, I'm in it to win this. While school choice has eluded Texas for years, could this be the time it finally gets passed? Certainly other states, like Arizona, have created or expanded similar programs, but the Texas House has perennially been an obstacle. Check out more of today's stories at TexasScorecard.com.